Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Malky from Family First.
Thanks, Milky. Please stay on the line.
Hey, hello.
Hi, is this Avery?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Avery, this is Milky. I'm reaching out from Family First. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. All right, so I'm checking in to see if you were able to take care of the onboarding requirements yet, the application, the competency test.
Yeah.
Okay, the application you submitted?
Yes.
All right, do you know what day it was?
I really don't. I did a lot of applications, so it's like I really can't keep track of a lot of them. That's why I wish I had more than one phone, because then I would send certain jobs to this phone and certain jobs to this phone. But I really, like, it really confuses me. I swear, I hate looking for jobs. I just want to get one because I'm going to stick with it and I'm not going to mess up. Because when I'm in these type of situations looking for jobs, I cannot find one. Like, I cannot find one because I might do an application and they might ask me to do, like, something else. But another job might send me something else. So now I'm just all over the place. And it's like, I got to really start getting this thing in order. I got I put a new app on my phone. It's like a reminder, a daily reminder. So, like, if you have things to do, you just put it in. And it will, like, automatically remind you. So, yeah. I'm just trying to really work. Like, I'm really dedicated to work. I'm trying to take care of my daughter and everything. Like, it's just me. So,
wow,
yeah.
That's so great. No problem. All right, so let me look to see if I see that it was submitted. Give me a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry about saying all of that stuff, too. I just really wanted to, like, let you know, like, what's really going on.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm really reliable too. Like, once I get a job, I'm on time. I do the job, everything. Like, I'm a fast learner and everything.
Wow.
So,
okay, that's great. I'm not seeing your application. Are you sure you filled one out?
Let me check. So, what's the name of the company so I can really find it?
So this is Family First Care. I could send you a text. Hi, this is Malky. That way it'll pop up the message on top.
Okay. I'm looking at all my applications that I submitted. All right, so I got the message. Wait, that might not be you.
So I
did like 382 applications in the last month. So,
oh my gosh, you're not
sure. Yeah, I've been trying to, like, really find guys. I've been to interviews and everything. I've been to, like, a lot of interviews. So,
wow.
I'm trying to get a job.
Wow.
Like, I want to show my daughter, like, a good life. I want to, like, take her places and stuff.
That is so beautiful.
Yep. It seems like I probably won't find the exact application for this exact job. It's just so much.
But
if there's anything you can send me and I'll just do it again, we could do it like that too.
Yes, let me check one more thing because I see that you submitted the...
Oh, this job. Okay, so, all right, look, I just clicked on the link you sent me and now I'm typing in my email. After that, I'll have to put a phone number, and then I guess it will be submitted.
So I see your I-9 and W-4, Avery Gillis on Shelton Avenue, right?
Yep.
I'm not sure why I'm not seeing the application.
Oh, yeah, like, this new update on the iPhone, I don't know if you know about it. But I don't know. I think it messed my phone up. Like, it's like glitching now.
Really?
Yeah, I got iOS 26. They made a new update. And it's like it gave your phone like a different layout.
Oh,
but it's
I
like it's yeah, it's glitching. Like when you have those type of updates, it might make your phone slow. So
yeah,
gotta think twice about doing that sometimes.
I hear that. So Avery, while I look for the applications, I want to talk to you about sending over the IDs, the proof of residency, and then the QuantiFERON test.
Okay.
The QuantiFERON, I scheduled you in. Did you have a chance to go yet?
I actually didn't.
That's all right. When do you think you'd be able to get there?
I guess I would say since it's Wednesday, maybe by Monday.
By Monday. Okay, perfect. Not a problem. Just let me know when you go. That way.
Wait, so where would I have to go to?
So that would be to the AFC Urgent Care in Roxborough.
Okay, yeah, that's actually good for me because it's not too far from where I live. So
that's great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. All right, I'm resending you the appointment information. I'm not seeing the application and the ID, so I'm gonna and the competency test, so I'm gonna resend that to you to fill out. Okay.
All right, but that link you last sent me, I just filled that out and it says I'm ready to go. It says, "Boom, you're awesome. You'll get a text soon with the next steps." So.
Oh, really? That's what the application link says?
Yeah, and then they just texted me again and said, "Thank you for applying. Based on our company requirements for caregivers, we don't have a position." Oh, so they're telling me they don't have a position that's good to fit with me at this time. I don't know what I did wrong. Maybe it's because I told them I don't have a car. I don't have my own car right now. Like, I need a car, but it's like a lot of jobs ask for cars. I don't have one. I need to get one. Like,
for sure.
I swear. Once I get a car, I will be making so much money. That's like one of the best investments you can make.
Wow.
As soon as I get a car, yeah, I'll be open to do a lot of jobs. So maybe.
Do you want to send me a screenshot of that?
What? Of the thing they sent back?
Yeah, that message. And I'll find out what that means if we have anything for you.
All right, is your number the 610 number?
The 7438.
7438. All right, let me check my messages. I see you. All right, that's the message they sent me after I filled out the link you sent me, and now I'm about to send you what they sent me when I was done filling that out. Here it is. Oh. Yep. There it is. It should be delivered soon. Sending.
Okay, I don't think that's the Family First Care sign up form. I think that's another company that you signed up for.
Wait, you're telling me the thing I just showed you is not for the job we're talking about?
I don't think so. You got this message when you hit the link that I sent you?
Yes, after I was done filling it out.
You know what, I'm going to find out. And can you also send me a picture of the one that says about that we don't have any jobs for you, and I'll find out about that?
That was the second message. You got to read, click the second picture I sent you, the last one I sent you, and check. You got to read that paragraph they sent me, kind of.
Okay, I'm going to find out if this is from our company because it doesn't look familiar, but it's possible. And you're saying you don't have a vehicle. I'm going to find out. How about a train system or something or another form of the public transportation? When you consider
I definitely probably anywhere you kind of say I should be able to catch a train there or, like, just get there. I definitely will get there. If I have to call an Uber, that's just what I'll do.
Got it.
That's just what I'll
do. So, Avery, just to clarify, I'm going to send you a link now. It says onboarding requirements, application link. When you hit that application link, what does it say?
Let me see. The link says family first care mandatory in service training. So they want me to put my name, last name, email, and then I just got to continue on until it's done.
Got it. Okay, so it looks like these two weren't filled out yet. The message you sent me was from another company. So we're going to need these two links filled out, and then you would send over IDs, the QuantiFERON, and then that would be all from you.
All right, I'm filling it out now.
Fantastic. All right, so I'm going to check back either tomorrow or the next day, and you could text me when it's done also.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Have a good one.
You too.